Finally, we're going to just go ahead and include it because why not?
Don't do it.
It's the left out stepchild. Google Plus.
You did it.
Google Plus.
Are you telling me that I can't sell my construction service on Google Plus?
I'm telling you it's highly unlikely. Okay. It is highly unlikely. It is very like Google Plus is all about sharing articles and sharing relevant information with people, and then there's this very clunky system of circles where you take all your friends and or contacts and group them into all these different circles.
We're gonna have to cut this.
Why?
It just feels like I'm in Google Plus right now.
That's fair. So Google Plus is not that widely used and not that important. And yeah, you're right. I'll probably just cut the whole thing.
Use it
for outtakes. Yeah. Google Plus.
Don't do it.
Welcome to The Critical Path with Mary and Jason, a podcast about business development, company culture, and loving the place you work just a little bit more. This is episode 10. And we're going to be talking about nailing it with blogging and social media. So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about what you need to understand about your website. And in that episode, we barely dipped our toe into social media. And I realized that there's actually quite a bit we could talk about social media.
How do we social media anyway?
And that's a question that, see, you're great for doing the interview here because you are still not a social media expert.
I'm authentic.
You're authentic. It's true. Just an innocent little babe in the woods.
I'm a LinkedIn, what is it? Something alight?
Socialite?
Yeah. I'm a LinkedIn,
you're a LinkedIn socialite. And that is it.
That's
LinkedIn
it.
Only. So I'm going to start by just giving you kind of a little bit of interesting information. One of the first things that we talk about is you talk about channels in social media. And what channels really refers to is just all of the different options for social media networks. Often people decide to get involved in social media, and then whether it's personal or whether it's business, you'll find that they go and create like 8 different accounts on all of these different social media channels.
I'm gonna do them all.
And the truth is, you're better served to do one at a time and to get comfortable and master that channel before you move on. And it's also good if you pick the right channel based on what you're trying to do and what you're trying to communicate.
What's the difference?
Well, so most of us know what Facebook is.
I knew what it was.
You knew what it was. So Facebook, and it is interesting because Facebook is definitely starting to see some downturn now. But Facebook is still the biggest social media network, internationally speaking, at over 1.3 billion users.
It'll probably be up by the time this posts.
Right? It'll be probably down. It's falling. Not doing well.
To our kids, they refer to Facebook as for grandparents.
Yeah, that's what our 15-year-old says, that Facebook is where grandparents hang out. And in fact, I think all of her grandparents are on Facebook, mm-hmm. So fair. I think Grandma Rita's on Facebook, which...
Accurate, as she would say.
She is 95 and on Facebook. So
she's hip.
It's true. Well, and she's part of the target demographic there because 60% of Facebook is female. Facebook is tough because Facebook is very personal. It's very much people get on there to post pictures of their kids and talk about their life. Some businesses can do very well with Facebook. Facebook is not great for business to business. So if you are looking to reach other businesses, Facebook is not your best bet. But if you're a roofer, you're a cider, you're looking to reach people, especially maybe grandma and grandpa.
Residential customers.
Facebook can be an excellent way to reach those people if you're posting the right stuff. So that's Facebook. The probably number 2 in the arena is Twitter. And Twitter is a very different animal. So Twitter, we're looking at about 600 million users. Age is 18 to 29, so it definitely skews younger. Twitter's faster. It is very heavily focused on celebrities and influencers. So on Facebook, you can get a lot more interest and attention on a personal post. On Twitter, if you can't engage someone who has a lot of followers, you're way less likely to get seen.
So you're looking for the big retweets.
You're looking for big retweets, which we'll be talking more about that.
Like Sean Astin?
Sean Puffy Combs?
Yeah. P. Diddy?
P. Diddy?
Yeah. If you can get a retweet from him, you're set up.
If you can get Kanye to retweet you, you're golden.
And what does that have to do with construction clients?
Well, so this is I think Twitter is probably not a great channel for construction clients. The brands that do well on Facebook and Twitter, well, again, Facebook can be okay for things like residential construction. Twitter, you're going to be like a fast, quick turn impulse buy, like Pepsi, like shoes, like fancy new shoes.
Like Nintendo. Like Mario Kart. The new Mario Kart just came out.
Oh, no, it didn't. That's not why it's trending, dear. So we have Pinterest. So Pinterest, again, for construction, I suppose Pinterest could work, but Pinterest is generally craft, handmade stuff.
So the construction stuff I've seen on Pinterest is more along the lines of like cool builds, but you're not really trying to sell anything.
Right. So Pinterest is photo heavy, and it's all about, the way that Pinterest works is that users create a scrapbook where they quote unquote pin different images and articles that they like. And then they share their board with other people.
80% female.
Yes, Pinterest is heavily female. So you would do well advertising on, or not advertising, but promoting your reach on Pinterest if you have things that look very cool and interesting. So we had a client that was taking reclaimed materials and building greenhouses, and then I think they were donating them. Mm-hmm. That would be something that would be, if you had a lot of that kind of stuff, Pinterest could be a cool place for that, because
it's not going to contribute to direct sales.
Right. But it's just going to get your voice out there, get your name out there, and it's going to make you look interesting and sharp because you build these cool things or eco-friendly things or whatever that
looks
like.
Community sensitive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. YouTube, a billion users on YouTube.
I use YouTube.
So YouTube is definitely interesting.
So this is where you can learn how to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And we see this a lot in construction businesses where someone encounters a new product that they don't know anything about, and they're able to just pop on YouTube and see someone doing it. So your company, you could create these kind of videos on YouTube, short videos that talk about how to install specific products, how to get around tricky things, and in that way you could not only connect with and help other businesses, other companies who are trying to do this, but also look like an expert in your field.
I've also seen a lot of businesses who have a YouTube series for customers, if they're trying to sell to customers, if they're trying to sell to homeowners or even other businesses.
What do you need to know about your roof? What do you need to know about your siding?
How do you know when it's time to change it? And there's just kind of a passive sell that happens there, where they're projecting themselves as someone with authority about that topic, and then you're interested, and if you're in that locale, then maybe you'll give them a call.
Yeah, if I'm trying to get my roof done, and I use YouTube, and I learn all about what I need to know, and then I realize that that person, that knowledgeable person who told me everything I need to know, I can have them do my roof, there's a lot of value to that. So YouTube can be really interesting, but you really need to have a little bit of savvy about, you need to have high quality videos, the ability to film those.
Subtitles.
People who do come across as experts, because that's important. And then the ability to get that all posted and live. LinkedIn is a big one.
LinkedIn. What's that?
You know what LinkedIn is. So LinkedIn is the main business-to-business channel. So if you are trying to communicate with other businesses and get in touch with them, you can use LinkedIn. LinkedIn also has a lot of extra tools that you can pay for that'll help you with that. They have Sales Navigator and things of that nature that help you find and target potential clients.
I've never found value in that, but I think that one of the big values of LinkedIn is that we used to have Rolodexes of all of our personal contacts, and there's some churn in the construction industry where folks will leave, and especially in this economy, folks will leave and go work somewhere else. And you would call up their place of work to get a hold of Joe Smith, and they say, he didn't work here anymore. I've been here 6 months and I don't know who that is. And then you just lost contact with that person. Because that's how we interacted. And now LinkedIn gives us the ability to stay in contact with people regardless of where they're currently employed.
And there can be really good kind of warm sales touches there, mm-hmm. in the sense that we recently had a company that we worked with, an employee who worked there, who we had a good relationship with. And then that employee, we recently found out on LinkedIn that they had moved to a new company. Mm-hmm. And that company was a company that we were actually already speaking with, mm-hmm. about them working with us. So that's a great, when you see that that's happened, that's a great opportunity for you to get in touch with that person and say, hey, you know, put in a good word.
But LinkedIn is also great to connect resources. So if you're trying to find a certain trade that's reputable, or if you're trying to find a certain, mm-hmm. product or solve a problem, it really is focused on a professional level of problem solving or community-based.
Mostly.
Data? Yeah.
It's, well, slipping. So, it's slipping.
Yeah, but I don't have a whole lot of visibility of the underbelly.
Mm-hmm. So LinkedIn is great for that. Instagram is, much like Pinterest, Instagram is heavily photo-centric. Users, it says 18 to 29 here, but I'm going to argue that it probably skews much younger than that. Mm-hmm. I know
everyone that, says that they're 18.
Right, or that maybe they're not reporting. Sometimes the kind of studies that come out, mm-hmm. they don't report anybody who's under 18 because there's like privacy stuff. Mm-hmm. But
I thought typically you'd have to say that you were 18 in order to get an account.
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Our daughter actually is 15 and has an account, mm-hmm. and it knows that she's 15, and it will limit certain functionality, mm. for her because of that.
Got it.
And same thing with Facebook. See, Facebook says 25 to 54 is probably fair, because, mm. I think a lot of the kids have, like we talked about, they've mass exodused off of Facebook. But Instagram, there are a lot of teenagers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It skews very young. A lot of pictures, a lot of very kind of multimedia conversations. Again, though, that's great if you are photo heavy, if you have a lot of pictures of your work, and not just pictures of good solid work, because pictures of good solid work are good and fine, but nobody's that interested. Mm-hmm. If you have pictures, if you're doing cool stuff, if you're using drones, if you have
a Faraday cage.
Yeah, interesting pictures and video of that sort of thing, then Instagram could be for you. But again, because Instagram skews so young, getting a lot of interest on Instagram won't necessarily convert to anything of, mm-hmm. value for you, because
they're not necessarily buying what you're selling.
They're 15. They're, mm-hmm. not going to buy anything other than shoes and cola.
Well, they already have those.
They always need more.
Okay.
Finally, the last piece of social media that you can use is a blog. And for construction companies, for construction clients, I think a blog is probably the best bang you're going to get for your buck on communicating with people and reaching people. So a blog doesn't have the same reach without also using a social media channel. Your blog will only have the reach that you get for it. So a blog, if you don't know, is a series. It's almost like a diary.
It's a Blidio log.
It's not. It's a web log is what blog comes from. Blog is from smooshing together web and log from long, long ago. This is a really old, really early internet word.
I guess it was not as comfortable to say log.
No, it wasn't. So, blog. So a blog, though, what it really is it's a great way for you to communicate with your current clients and with people who are already checking you out. So it's not a way to reach people who don't already know about you. What it is a great way to communicate with people who do know about you, but who aren't necessarily directly in front of you. They can find out more about who you are, what you know, and feel like they already know you before they ever show up at your doorstep. So, one of the ways that we do help people find us through a blog are by using keywords and what we call SEO, which is search engine optimization.
That's the thing people are always trying to sell me.
It is, and they are. So SEO is really just a fancy way to look at if someone types. So if you have a website and your company is Get Her Done Plumbing.
Get Her Done.
When people type Get Her Done and Seattle into the browser, they're going to get to you. You are going to rank high on Google for the name of your company.
Actually, didn't we have a hit from a Get Her Done?
We did. There was a Get Her Done Construction, but they weren't plumbers.
Yeah. So we're going to need Get Her Done Construction, do plumbing work.
we're gonna have to come up with a new example company, I guess. So, but for today, we'll use Get Her Done. So if they search Get Her Done and Seattle, they're gonna get to you. So it's not about, can people find me who want to find me? People who want to find you will find you. It's if people type best plumbers in Seattle,
they're gonna get best plumbers.
Well, do you show up? Do you show up in the top 10? And if you are on the first page that Google returns, even if you're not at the top, that is good news for you. If you are on page 2, that's really bad news, because studies show anywhere from 5 to 8% of people will actually click on to that second page. Almost everyone, almost always, lives on the first page of Google results.
There's even the Get Lucky button. Is it Get Lucky?
Yeah, it's I Feel Lucky.
I Feel Lucky.
And it'll just take you to the first result for that thing. So, understanding how to decide what your best keywords are and how to put together your site in order to make the Google gods happy is a really important thing to understand, and it's a much bigger scope than we can talk about in this episode, but it's something that it would behoove you, if you're going to have a blog and you're looking to reach people who aren't looking directly for you, understand more about that. Mm-hmm. Other ways that you can expand your reach are interacting with other blogs. So obviously you don't necessarily want to interact with your competitors' blogs if they have them.
So how do you interact with another person's blog?
So you would interact, well, I was going to start by talking about whose blogs you would interact with. So this could be local experts of some kind, or
trade organizations.
Trade organizations, absolutely. Companies that are adjacent to you in one way or another.
Suppliers.
Absolutely. So if they have blogs or social media accounts, you would interact with them by the simple ways, just by commenting on their blog. You can post a comment to any blog post if they have that set to open. You can post links to their blog and talk about them being a great supporter, and then send them that blog post and they might blog about you. Mm-hmm. And interacting with other blogs also will, even if they ignore you 100%, the more that you interact with them, the more that will increase your Google ranking and get you more hits on Google.
And Google Plus.
No, not on Google Plus. Google Plus is a different thing. Don't confuse them, Jason. So, people who are setting up blogs want to understand, what should I post about? Mm-hmm. Because it's easy, I think often we do web development for clients, and often they say, yes, I definitely want a blog. And then they set up a couple of blog posts, and then the blog sits empty forever and ever.
And the last post they had was from 3 years ago.
Right, which is not good for Google. It is not good for people who are going to the site, because then they wonder, are you still in business? Mm-hmm. Are you even paying attention to this site? So it's important to keep your content up to date.
So there's a bit of a commitment with a blog.
Mm-hmm. So a few different ideas of things to post. You can post in industry topics. So these are topics that aren't necessarily for your clients. These are topics of interest to other industry professionals. Mm-hmm. So this can be, again, these adjacent businesses to you, or this might even be people who are in your trade, but just not in your area. So they're not your competitors.
So you could be talking about or reviewing new products or new services that are available.
Exactly. So by getting other people in your industry interested in your site, even if that's not directly getting you clients, it's getting more traffic to your site, it's raising your Google ranking, and it gives you a way to kind of start building that network that the internet's all about. So we have industry topics. We have in-depth posts. So these are going to be more like for clients. These are going to be, how do you know it's time for a new roof?
Kind of an, not FYI, but...
A fact.
Like a fact.
Frequently asked questions, a fact, and this comes back again. So list blogs. People, for whatever reason, really like the 5 things you should know. 6 things about siding that you might not realize.
One cool trick.
So list blogs do well, and you can gather links. You could say 5 great products for your roof, and then a paragraph and a link in each one. These can be really quick, easy blog posts to write. And they often do well.
I just was working on a project, and actually have up on my screen right now four reconfigurable power options, including flat wire technology.
There you go.
Right, and that actually gave me the answer I needed for a current challenge.
That's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. And people like the number format because then they know before they even click on the link how many things they're going to be reading about. Mm-hmm. Because this is kind of that, if you go back to English class, tell them what you're going to tell them, mm-hmm. tell them the thing, tell them what you just told them.
They want to know what kind of time commitment there is.
Absolutely. I've been seeing now there are blogs where it will tell you but by the link or also at the top of the link in their post about how many minutes it's going to take to read this post.
How many minutes is it going to take to listen to this podcast?
Too many. So internal storytelling. So this is where you tell more about your culture and who you are. We were at one of our clients, MCS. They're a great mechanical outfit. They're one of our favorite clients. And Danelle over there, who is a contract administrator, had posted photos on the wall of different employees on their faces on superhero bodies.
So photoshopped.
Oh, were they photoshopped? They weren't even cut and pasted?
No, they were photoshopped.
Okay.
Yeah. They weren't actually superheroes.
Are you sure?
No.
Because I think they kind of were. That's kind of the point.
Yes.
So they were posted on the wall as superheroes because they had mastered some system that she wanted them to master. And that was
the internal invoicing process that they had just created. And so as folks had learned that process, then she would Photoshop their photo into a superhero and post it on the door.
And that was her way to incentivize that, which we are going to talk more in later podcasts about incentivizing. And that's a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that's something funny and cute that if you put together a blog post about a thing like that, it would go far. Even though you're not directly communicating a thing to the clients about the value you bring them, you're letting them know that you're personable, you're interesting, you're funny, you're fun.
You're giving them a peek into the culture of the company.
Mm-hmm. Finally, guest blogs are fantastic. So you can run posts from other people, and if you get a blog off the ground and you start getting people paying attention, you will start receiving requests for people to post guest blogs on your site. That's super common about something that is somehow adjacent to your trade.
And this is, it really looks like cross-marketing.
Absolutely. And you can write posts and send them to other blogs that, again, have content that you feel like is a good fit for yours. Mm-hmm. And in this way, you will get some of their readers, they will get some of your readers, and everyone's happy.
So that feeds into the idea of when you're introduced by anyone, you appear to have more influence. You appear to have more credibility.
Absolutely.
So it's this cross-marketing opportunity with guest blogging that gives us that credibility.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I think that's a mouthful.
Yeah. So those are all of the social media channels that you can use.
So that's end of part one.
So we're going to give you a little bit of time to absorb that. And we will come back next week with part two of Nailing It with Social Media, where we'll talk more about some different tips and tricks for how, no matter which channel you choose, how to make it work for you.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
You could find us at www.google.com.
That's, well, yeah, I mean, I guess technically.
Our SEO is tight.
I mean, it's okay. It's all right.
It's tight.
If you type arcade wayfinding, actually, if you type arcade wayfinding into Google, we are at the top. But there are actually other hits that you get that are like, how do you put up signage in your arcade?
I'm gonna do it right now. Here I go.
Arcade. Here we go. Arcade wayfinding. Go.
There we go. Number one.
Yes. Is us.
Got it.
Result number two is us. The images that it shows are all us.
That is sweet.
Next result is our Twitter account. And then there's one that's not us.
Yeah, we've got like the top three.
Yeah, then one that's
four?
Me.
Man.
And then the last one is this podcast. So we have kind of nailed it.
See? Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Awesome.
I don't know though. Go log out of your Google account. Are you? Oh, you're not logged in?
Not logged in.
Look at you.
Look at you.
I was just having a conversation with Dakota the other day about how he searched something and then realized he was in someone else's Google account. And then when he logged out of their account and logged back into his, he got a completely different set of results on Google, because Google will decide what we want to see.
And also, if you do image search, you find all kinds of cool stuff there.
Yep, there many of those are our images.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, so not too bad.
Pretty
so,
good.
So, okay, you're right. Our SEO is tight.
That's what I said.
It's tight.
Tight.
You can find our site at www.arcadewayfinding.com.
Check us out on Mary's Finstagram.
Finstagram is not a thing. It's MySpace and Friendster. Just kidding. Don't look for those. You don't want MySpace.
Google Plus.
No, I was on Google Plus. And I mean, I don't have any memory in my mind right now.
I know. That's the problem.
Shush.
You don't have any memory.
Shush. I don't have any memory of ever going in and deleting my Google Plus account.
It's there forever.
So, yeah, you can probably find my Google Plus account. And you'll find things like me looking for some guy who had put up, like, directions on how to build, like, a Christmas tree set of lights. And me looking for how to build a TARDIS little library. All that stuff. Google Plus.
Google it.
Check it out. So.
Next time.
Next time, you'll hear more about.
Cool stuff.
Cool stuff.
We out.
So, yeah. We out. Stay tuned for outtakes.
They're live.
So, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Right off the bat. We are recording on Tuesday, September 18th. Ahead of time, like responsible podcasters, and sooner or later there's going to be a reference to Mario Kart and Toad. So there, I said it. I said it.
Is this the social media lead-in?
This is the social media lead-in. I said it. If you don't know what that means, I envy you your peace.
Don't Google it.
Don't seek it out. Don't seek it out.
It will only bring tears.
It will only bring you heartache. The truth is, it brings us all together. Because whether you support or don't support, whether you agree with Stormy Daniels or don't agree with Stormy, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. Nobody wants to get in a Mario Kart and think about that shit. Nobody.
Now we have to play that with our kids.
Yeah.
I'm always Toad. Roberto.
That's you. You're always told you have to take, like, the heaviest toll of this.
Y'all have to look at me.
Okay.